Here's the translation of the text into English. Gold hits record high as investors eye supportive backdrop into 2026. Oil posts 8% weekly loss on potential OPEC Plus supply additions. Saudi Arabia and Russia at odds over OPEC Plus output hike size, Reuters. OPEC Plus set for another oil hike as Saudi and Russia debate size, sources say. Gold prices edge higher. Strong weekly gains likely. Saudi faces rising fiscal risks amid mounting spending. Oil prices dip. Fitch says oil prices edge higher, but set for sharp weekly decline ahead of OPEC Plus meet. Morning bid. Keep calm and carry on. Brent crude prices to drop further in final quarter of 2025. Citi. UBS raises gold silver price forecasts again. OpenAI to boost content owners' control for Sora AI video app plans monetization. Trump tells Israel to stop bombing Gaza, saying Hamas is ready for peace. Mining giant Grupo Mexico returns with new offer for Citi's Banamex. Brazilian scammers raking in millions use Gisele Bündchen deepfakes on Instagram ads. Exclusive, Trump administration eyes stake in company developing Greenland rare earths mine. Insurer AIG reshuffles U.S. leadership as executive Don Bailey retires. Factbox, Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl. Album sets stage to break records. AI chip firm Cerebras files to withdraw highly anticipated U.S. listing. Anduril and Palantir battlefield communication system very high risk, U.S. Army memo says. BlackRock's infrastructure play gets a boost as Minnesota approves buyout. Ireland hikes corporate tax forecast on stalled global tax deal. U.S. services sector growth breaks, prices paid, measure edges higher. U.S. services sector activity unchanged in September. Employment contracts, ISM U.S. non-manufacturing sector contracts, ISM PMI dips to 50.0. Canada's services PMI hits a three-month low in September as jobs decline. Services PMI dips slightly, but remains strong, beating forecasts. Brazil's industrial production rises 0.8% in August, beats forecasts. Italy plans to increase borrowing by $14 billion from 2026-2028. UK business activity grows at slowest pace in 5 months. PMI shows Italy, Jan-June public deficit narrows YYY to 5.0% of GDP. Education department altered employees' emails to blame shutdown on Democrats, lawsuit says. Trump wants to cut federal aid to Portland as his anger with protesters grows. Dow, S&P 500 manage record closing highs, NASDAQ falls in volatile session. White House freezes $2.1 billion in Chicago transit projects. U.S. agency halts emergency funds, demands state population data reflecting deportations. Senior U.S. senator wants to boost pressure on China over Taiwan. Factbox, how hedge funds performed in September. U.S. dollar posts multi-week losses on fears of prolonged shutdown. Bid to end shutdown fails in Senate. Trump freezes aid to Chicago feds. Moran wants aggressive rate cuts but downplays differences with other officials. Why this analyst thinks Bitcoin price will hit a fresh record high next week. Bitcoin price today up above 120K on seasonal optimism. Altcoins range bound. Classover to accept Solana payments. Holds $13.4 million in SOL treasury. Walmart-backed fintech OnePay is bringing crypto to its banking app, CNBC. Mobix Labs launches acquisition strategy with $100 million funding access. Bybit Kazakhstan and Biometric Vision introduce biometrics to enhance customer security. BTCC Exchange crosses 10 million users. Head of operations Alex Hung on building for the long term. Davis Commodities reviews $2.5 billion digital commodity treasury model. Sci Protocol Testnet combines internet scale and speed with Bitcoin-level security. CME Group plans 24/7 cryptocurrency and options trading starting early 2026. Energy Fuels closes upsized $700 million convertible notes offering. Cathie Wood's ARK bolsters Alibaba. Trims Amazon stock. MedX Health completes initial closing of private placement. Gig Capital 8 prices $220 million IPO. Shares to begin trading Monday.